everyone, and welcome to the last edition of Friday Night Under the Lights for this year. Completing 25 years of doing this every Friday night, and maybe not as wild as a night as we've had in a long time on this show, with some teams that were supposed to be in the playoffs that aren't there. Some teams that weren't supposed to play in the playoffs that are there. And then some teams that are just glad to be in the playoffs who aren't going to be there much longer, okay? And so we've got a lot going on tonight. We're going to get reports from scores from around the state. Pearl was playing tonight, and East Central was playing tonight. And, of course, the championships are next weekend in Oxford. And, folks, you want to go buy your tickets now or call, get them, because you're going to see some great football games at the University of Mississippi. I bet they're still buzzing over there after yesterday. At the University of Mississippi and at Ole Miss, the games will start on Friday morning. Josh West and I will be calling the 1A game. We'll also be calling the 4A game, and that excites me on Saturday because East Central going to be in that 4A game. And I'll tell you what, that 4A game is, we've talked about this a lot of times, it's the best game of the weekend.
It is.
It's a really, and the 1A, you're on probably the two best games, by the way. 1A, 4A. I mean, because 1A, we always see a barn burner. I mean, it's a shootout. Right. It's down to the last few minutes. 4A, of course, they're all good. Right. But, man, you and Josh, you're all on the really good games.
Well, we're excited about it. I don't know how we got it by the luck of the draw, I guess, but we're excited about it. Josh will be on a play-by-play. I'll be handling the color analyst, and it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that 1A game, talk about Hollandale Simmons.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anyone that can stop this team? Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, this team is so good. We've seen them over the last couple of years, back-to-back state champions, and they have just done a great job bringing up the young talent, continuing to move forward. They put several players in Division I college football.
Yes, they did.
And for a 1A team, and what I mean by that is because the roster size are so small. We know that. I mean, the roster size is, you may have 22, 23 people. It's Ironman football at its best. They have done a fantastic job. And look, hey, congratulations to Nanawaya for getting the state championship. But they've got their hands full next weekend.
They do. They do. But, you know, I've been up to Nanawaya. They've got an outstanding program up there. Community really comes out, supports this program. But you're right. And by the way, Will, Dr. Dave and Will have the brackets in just a few minutes. Will be up on the website and the app. So you'll know who all's in it. And by the way, the home team this year are the teams from the South. North was last year, so they flipped that. It'll be the South. And but, you know, anywhere you're going to sit in that stadium is going to be nice.
Oh, it is. That's a fantastic facility. I tell you what, Mississippi State and Ole Miss have both rolled out the red carpet over the last 4 years, or 3 years, now 4 years. Ole Miss will do the same thing.
Yep. Southern next year.
Goes to Southern next year. Southern will do that. Of course, we'll be down at the Miss Out game in a couple weeks. Right. We'll talk about that. We got Judd Boswell, by the way, coming on to talk about that ball game at the bottom of the hour.
Great.
So Judd, one of the coaches on that team, on the Mississippi squad, we'll talk to Judd about that ball game. But you're right, Oxford will be on point, so to speak, as the young kids say, this coming up weekend. It'll be, you know, great food, great entertainment, great ball games, and just, I mean, overall a great weekend to celebrate Mississippi High School football.
And the press conference for all of that will be Monday morning at 10:30. And if you'll go to the MHSAA website and click on that, you'll be able to watch the teams and their representatives that have come in to represent their schools at the press conference. And I want to remind you, tonight, of course, our show made possible by Wendy's, and they are the folks that brought you the Giant Player of the Week. And we have our last Giant, okay? We run out of Giant. Well, we hadn't run out of them. We're out of weeks. But last week, Tony Brown from East Central.
Touchdown Brown.
Tony Touchdown Brown. I had that put on the plaque, by the way.
Very nice.
By the way, the folks at Crown Trophy, plaques and trophy over here, right over here in Flowood, I love their little slogan, you know, nationally known, locally owned. They put these plaques together, and the schools are just loving them because the school gets a plaque for their trophy case. The young man gets a plaque. So, Tony Brown, 18 carries, 256 yards. All he had was 8 touchdowns last week as they squeaked by South Pike by a score of 77-32. That was last week. Now this week, of course, they played Poplarville, and we've been talking to Clay all year, and even Kerry Metzer told us, you know, keep an eye on this Poplarville team because they've got a shot to be in Oxford. So, big congratulations. Now, here's the deal. They didn't have school down there today, so I didn't have to go down there today. But I imagine they'll have a pep rally for a state championship game. And I haven't had a chance to tell you. No, I'm just kidding. I'll go down and do that. Maybe George and you and I all want to go.
There you go.
Just, but we'll be down there, and we'll be giving him that stuff and congratulate the school, East Central. You know, they were one of our peanut games. And before the monsoon came in, it was one of the best games of the year. Got a tight end by the name of Mule that is going to, I think, Mississippi State.
He is. He's going to Mississippi State. And if we get time tonight, one of the things that, you know, because we don't have as many games tonight.
Right.
So we'll have some time. I'd like Still to also feel. Take a look. There you go. I'd like to take a look at maybe a little bit peek into next year. Because 2019, we talk about recruits. That's a great segue where I want to go with that. 2019 is going to be a massive year in the state of Mississippi. I don't know if it's going to be as big as the year with A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf and those guys, but it's going to be really, really good. And I want to take a look at maybe some of the players that we'll be talking about next year on this very show on this platform.
Well, that'll be great. And, of course, all of this information can be found on the website. Dr. Dave will have all of that up and everything else on the fnutl.com. And also on the Fanuddle app for both Android and iPhones. Mississippi Sports Medicine has made it possible for all the fans to get those scores. And you may be in your car, and we don't want you to go to the app or the website while you're in the car. So that's why George is here. And let's shift it over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine scores desk.
All right, Russ, thanks a lot. We're going to go over the scores and the matchups, of course, for next week, and we'll have plenty of time later to review the schedule and when those games will be played. But let's kick it off and go to the 6A semifinals. A couple of games tonight in each division. Starkville was a winner tonight over Madison Central, 27-24, so that puts Starkville at 13-2 and in the championship game. Madison Central, it was a close ball game, but Madison Central had about three turnovers in the second half that really set up Starkville, and Starkville's going to the championship game again. And they'll be facing the Pearl Pirates, who are now 15-0. They rolled Meridian tonight by the score of 52-12. So the Pirates, I'm sure, will probably be favored to win that game next weekend. Meridian finishes their season at 7-7. They came on strong late, but Pearl rolled tonight at home. In the 5A championship or 5A semifinals, it was West Point again beating Olive Branch by the score of 39-6. West Point is now 14-0, and they will play another team that's undefeated and 14-0 in the championship, and Russ, might be the best game of the weekend. Hattiesburg tonight beats Laurel 33-22, so that'll match up two 14-0 teams, West Point and Hattiesburg, in the 5A finals. In the 4A semifinals tonight, Knoxville County held on and beat Louisville by the score of 35-28. And in the South semifinal 4A, it was East Central outscoring Poplarville. Again, those were two undefeated teams playing tonight. East Central is now 13-0. They handed Poplarville their first loss of the year. 52-45 was the final. And that wasn't overtime. That was just the score. 52,
that's a lot of people scoring.
52-45. Moving to 3A, Yazoo County, the team that we talked about last week, hasn't really gotten a whole lot of publicity, I suppose, but in Yazoo County, they're 14-0. They beat North Panola badly tonight. 59-26 was the final there, and North Panola was undefeated as well. And they will face Jefferson Davis County. The first year, Jefferson Davis County, the consolidated Bassville Prentice, they beat Hazelhurst tonight 26-16. Jefferson Davis County is 14-1, and they're in the championship game in the 3A classification.
Do we know who beat Jefferson Davis County?
I'll have to look at the bracket. Excuse me here to see.
Probably a 6A school.
Yeah.
No.
I can pull it up real quickly here.
I can't remember, but it was not in their classification. You're right.
I wouldn't think so.
They played up.
Yeah.
They played up. In 2A, it was Winona beating Calhoun City by the score of 22-14. And in the South, Taylorsville outscores Collins 48-32. So that matches up Taylorsville and Winona in the 2A championship game. In 1A, now these are two teams that have really dominated all year long. Simmons tonight had to go on the road to Okolona, and it was tied 14-14 for much of the game, but Simmons scores late and wins. They're now 14-0. They beat Okolona 20-14 was the final.
Ooh.
And on the other side of the bracket, Nanawayo, talked about them. They're 15-0. They struggled tonight against Resurrection Catholic. That was 36-32 was the final. Nanawayo won. So it's Simmons and Nanawayo in the 1A championship. Want to mention, of course, these games were all played last weekend, but we want to mention the MAIS championships, and because some of these games were played after we went off the air, or actually on Saturday of last week. But in MAIS action, the Quad A, Quad A Division One, Jackson Prep, of course, beat Park Lane. 38-3 was a final there. The Division II Quad 4A, it was Lamar School beating Simpson 33-32. That was a good game. Lamar School scored late. 33-32 was a final there. In the 3A championship, somewhat of a surprise, Starkville beat Indianola Academy 21-14, so Starkville was the champion there. In the Division II MAIS, it was Greenville St. Joe defeating Tri-County by the score of 44-14. So Greenville St. Joe won the championship in 2A. The 1A championship was won by West Memphis, Arkansas. They beat Trinity Episcopal in overtime 56-48. And in the 8-man championship, it was Briarfield of Louisiana over Humphreys Academy 54-6. So Briarfield was the 8-man champion. Jake, I think you may have looked that score up.
I did. Jefferson Davis County, which of course is coached by Lance Mancuso, their only loss is, you're going to really find this hard to believe, East Central beat them 31-7.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
Lance can live with that.
Yeah, East Central beat them. That was their only loss. Of course,
I can't believe
that's up there for it. Yeah.
So it was, you're right, it was a classification up.
They played up, right.
And
significantly
lost.
Up. They play maybe the best team in 4A.
Yeah. That's going to the state championship.
Right.
But after that, I mean, you know, they just really steamrolled a lot of teams on here, 46-7, 47-7. We talked about 79-38. I mean, they've scored 79, 64, 42. Of course, 26 tonight. But they've really been on a roll.
Well, when we come back from the break, John Luke McCord was actually covering that Simmons and Okolona game. Which, you know, I think this Simmons team, it's like George said, this is like the third year in a row for them to be in this game.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many games they've won in a row, but it's, I don't think they were defeated last year.
I don't think they were
It might be something some of our crack staff could look up, but I don't think they've lost a game in a couple of years.
Yeah, I'll look at that and see, too, because it has. It's been quite a while. I mean, That's what's interesting about Mississippi High School football. We've seen several runs, Jackson Prep on their big run,
right.
Six straight championships, Simmons on a massive run here. And look, I tell you what, Starkville, back in the championship game, they played in Oxford 2 years ago, played Pedal for the 6A. They're back in Starkville in Oxford, which is, you know, kind of odd to say, but that's the way we say it.
Right.
But Starkville really going through multiple coaches, but continuing to keep that program at a high level.
Yeah, you know, Ricky Woods was there.
Yeah.
Right. Now he's in South Panola.
And that's when they had A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
He's kind of good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. He was pretty good then, too.
Yeah.
He can work out for the Yellow Jackets for
right.
him being there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was, a lot of people said that he and D.J. Metcalf kind of became friends toward the end of that season. And, you know, that's why they both wound up going to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that works out for them. Well, we're going to take a break again. A big congratulations to Tony Touchdown Brown, our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week last week from East Central. And all he did was 8 touchdowns. Tony got fired up. 77-32, they win over South Pike. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll go to the telephone. Keep it right here, Friday night, Under the Lights, continue for the moment.
them at all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson with you on this. This is a beautiful day today here in the Jackson area. And had been great football weather around the state. Jake Wimberly is here. George Broadstreet's here. Ty Bailey is on the phone tonight. Steve Poston running triple or double duty. I am not looking forward to getting his bill for tonight. But anyway, Ty's back there taking your phone calls. And we've got a lot of folks to get on the phone. They've been on the phone. We need to get to them. John Luke McCord joins us, and you may have gotten to see one of the all-time great teams in this state, John Luke, in this Hollandale Simmons team. They are just unbelievable.
Yeah, and look, guys, I almost saw the story of the night for a long time, especially in the first half. Oklahoma held a double-digit lead. At one point, it was 14-0. Simmons quickly closed that gap, and we had a 14-14 ball game all the way heading into the fourth quarter. They get a junior Turner running back for Simmons. He breaks the tie. They do not get a two-point conversion, and that ends up being 2014. That ends up being the final score. The closest games this Simmons team has played since last year's state title game at Davis-Wade Stadium. And even before that, they had won 6-0 in their playoff run last year when they went on the road. So they went on the road tonight, had another close game. I can tell you that a lot of their fans were very nervous. A lot of fans giving me some comments about the closest game we played in a couple years, things like that. But one reason for that, Marquez Pam, their star all-everything running back, really never got off the ground. He did have a rushing score in this game, but not a lot of yardage. And this Oklahoma team held tight. They had a really good season, 11 wins, so they had a lot to prove, but they just didn't have enough in the end. Simmons is going to their third straight title game, and now they've won 39 straight games.
You know, John Luke, this Oklahoma team, I want to talk about, they lost tonight, but they're probably one of the better teams in the state that no one really knows about, and it may be because of where they are, where they're located.
Absolutely. And look, this Oklahoma team, especially up here in North Mississippi, they have that stigma. They're always known as a talented program, a program with a lot of size, and that's really what gave Simmons a lot of trouble tonight. Oklahoma, frankly, was much bigger and much stronger at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage on the both offensive and defensive sides. So this Oklahoma program always has talent. They always have skill. They always have size, especially for the 1A division. They've actually just moved down from 2A to 1A this year, so that certainly helped them. But look, the difference this year was Lamar Harvey, first year head coach come over from Thrasher. They get a really good head coach in this program, and it made all the difference for the Chieftains.
I totally agree with you. That was a great hire for that program. Now, for Hollidell Simmons, Pam, is just he is something else to see.
He is. I mean, the deal with Marquez Pam is, he's one of the biggest guys that you'll see on the Simmons offensive side. They have a lot of skill guys, mostly running backs. But Pam is the biggest. He is the fastest. And that combination of size and speed just made him a terror in Region 1, or Classification 1A the last couple of years. We went over 2,000 yards last year. He's close to doing so again this year. And 66 with tonight's score, combined touchdowns of the last two seasons for Marquez Pam. He's too big and too physical for a lot of the defenders in 1A.
Well, I want you to send me your notes on that game, because I'm doing the one on television next week with Josh West on that Simmons-Nantawaya. And that should be a really good game, because both of these teams score in bunches.
Yeah, and look, both of these teams really get it done on the ground. I would say that we can expect the Simmons offense to get back going next week. You saw Resurrection gets into the 30s tonight against Nantawaya. They're really good with Chris Smith and guys on offensive side, but they're going to give up a few scores. I think we're going to see a running back duel for the ages. Don't miss the early game next Friday or at Vaught Hemingway Stadium, no doubt.
I agree with you. John Luke, I want to thank you for all of your reports this year and spending some time with us on Friday night under the lights and reporting in some areas that, you know, a lot of our folks don't get to hear a lot about. And we just appreciate your timely reports and want you to have a great holiday season. And I'm sure you're going to be up there next week, aren't you?
Absolutely. I will definitely see you guys in Oxford next week. And I want to say thanks to you guys for allowing me to be on the show this season. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of fun bringing some coverage of these North Mississippi teams. Hopefully my bias did not spread.
I did talk
a lot about Cooper this year, but now we got a Starkville and Pearl in 6A. So that one's going to be really good next week, no doubt about it.
It really is. John Luke, thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate it, because Greg Flynn's going to talk to us about that Pearl ball game here in just a second. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
So he mentioned 39 in a row. That's for Simmons. Last time they lost was to East Webster in 2014. They lost 21-8 in the quarterfinals of the playoffs 3 years ago.
3 years.
Yeah.
And got close tonight. I'll tell you, Oklahoma must be a pretty big football team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they weren't expecting that. George, you got something?
I was just going to mention, you know, we talk about the schedule, but the 1A championship game is the first game next weekend.
Yep.
It'll be Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning at Vaught Hemingway Stadium. So that kicks it off, Friday game at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and that it's like Jake says, that 1A game
is
normally, I mean, because it's wide open.
Yeah, well, I remember Jake and I were going to do the second game, which I believe is...
should be the 2A game.
Is the 2A game.
Yeah.
And I remember I came up into the booth, and Simmons, I can't remember who Simmons was playing, but it was one of these games where I got there. I remember driving up, walked to the stadium, and it's like that last 6 or 8 minutes of that game took about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just crazy.
I
don't know.
Well, they're running the ball.
Well, they kept scoring. Yeah. Both teams kept scoring back and forth, and there was onside kicks, and it was 2-point conversions. And
it's why you got to go to the game.
But I'm telling you, that last 6 or 8 minutes lasted about 45 minutes. It was a crazy game.
Well, we want to welcome Greg Flynn, who does the play-by-play for the Pearl Pirates, with us tonight. And Greg, I gotta be upfront and honest with you. I'm listening to the game on the way over to the show tonight. I've never heard the call that you made on the air, and I'd like to know where you got the argh.
you know, you're doing the home broadcast, and you always want to add some kind of flavor to it. So if you're doing Pirates, why would you not give it an R so everybody knows what that means?
I totally agree.
If you just hear R...
I totally agree. I'll tell you something else. By the way, you did a great job on the broadcast. I really enjoyed it. You know, you follow the ball really well, and as a play-by-play guy, I can really appreciate that. But the guys around you are pretty good, too. But I thought that at one point you said, you know, Pearl had an offensive touchdown, a defensive touchdown, and a special teams touchdown. That pretty much let me know how the night was going for Meridian, but it was just total domination by the Pearl Pirates tonight.
It was, and I can't say enough about it. I've been in Mississippi now since 1994, and I've never been around a team in all my years of covering sports that has got something this special. I mean, to go undefeated in 6A to get to the state championship game is unbelievable. Then add to the fact that you have not one player on this team that has a big Division I scholarship to go with it, but they're this dominant and they're this good. I mean, I think it's just unprecedented.
Well, you're right. I mean, most times you get a team like this, a 6A team, it's loaded with D1 prospects, etc. Now, that being said, you know, a lot of these kids are going to be playing on these two All-Star games after next weekend, and that's when the scouts come out, and you may see them sign something.
You know, really, and I've learned it more this year being around this team, is that SEC schools have said they love players like Tylan Knight, and they say he is the best that we've seen, but they will not recruit him because he does not fit the numbers of height and weight. Doesn't matter how good he is, they won't even look at him, they won't offer him a scholarship because he does not fit the mold of what they need to sign. That's insane.
Well, I'll tell you the numbers he does fit, and that's the numbers when he gets into the end zone, and that's a bunch of times. Very quickly, we got a couple of minutes left to go here. Talk to us about this ballgame tonight, because I'm telling you, you're just all over Meridian tonight.
Well, it was, you know, just domination. One-trick ponies don't work against this Pearl defense. And when Jaquarius Dean, the quarterback from Meridian, very talented, but, you know, all he could do was run the ball. The Pearl defense is just licking their chops on an option read. He's definitely a read option quarterback. And Meridian was just way overmatched again. And I look forward to this game against Starkville, which two teams that are very evenly matched offensively, defensively. That thing should be one whale of a game next Friday night. Ole Miss.
Well, I agree with you. It's obviously it's the marquee game. It's on the last night. It's the last ball game on Friday night, and it should be a good one. You know, Pearl was in that game last year and were defeated by Clinton, so they've been kind of on a mission to get back to that game this year.
Well, I'm just glad that I'm glad that Cam Akers is playing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's that's a lot better. In fact, his coach is going to be on the next segment with us. Jed Boswell is going to be talking about the Miss Howe game. But, you know, that's true. But, I mean, I've heard so many people say, you know, gosh, that play that happened right before the half, you know, changed that ball game tremendously last year. So we'll see. I'll tell you.
Oh, well, my God, he was one of the best athletes to ever play in this state. You know, there's no shame in that. I couldn't have been happier for Cam Akers.
Absolutely. Greg, thanks a lot for staying up with us tonight and all year long and bringing us these reports. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed listening to your broadcast tonight. Kudos to you and your crew. And we will look forward to seeing you up there in Rebel Land on Friday.
Well, come sit me in the Pearl broadcast booth with
him. I'll certainly do that. I'll certainly do that. Thanks, Greg. I don't think they're pumped up very much.
No, not at all. Not
when we come back, Judd Boswell going to talk about the Miss Owl game. And also Josh Jackson. Oh, that was good. Now, he's from Channel 16, Blick 16. He will be on with us as well. We'll also be taking your calls. Congratulations to Tony Touchdown Brown from East Central, our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll be back.